All right, hey, moving right along. I know we've got a few car reviews we want to get in today because we've driven a few things here of late. With the holiday we had recently, we need to get some of these taken care of. I was fortunate enough to drive a new 2023 Infiniti QX80, the sensory version. That's, of course, their four-wheel drive version. Now, for those of you that are thinking, what is a QX80? It's like the... And sorry, Infiniti, I don't know any other way to describe it. It's the Escalade or the, you know, Denali, if you would, version of their big SUV. You know, Richard, I have no other way of describing it. It really is that full size, not the mid size, but a literal full size 3-row SUV. This thing tops out at around $90,000, which, by the way, in its market is a little under what a lot of its competitors would be. I know that sounds shocking to some of you, but you get a fully loaded Escalade that's similar to the QX80. You're going to be in the lower 100 range, 105 to 110-ish for what the equipment is on the Infiniti. So let me give you the good part of the Infiniti, and then I'll move into the bad part. That's kind of how we like to do these. So the good side is I think the price point is great. It's a great, comfortable vehicle as far as the apportionments and everything inside. Functionality-wise, Richard, it competes very well in its market. It's been around a while. It's a little long in the tooth. They did make a huge upgrade to the media section, if you would, or the center stack where it comes to using, you know, wireless CarPlay, Android Auto, all of that. So they did a beautiful job on all of that. No complaints whatsoever. The vehicle functions fabulous as far as all of that is concerned. Now, here's kind of my bad points, if you would. Not enough power. The fuel economy on it is lackluster. And again, the vehicle itself, as far as the exterior of it, you wouldn't know any different buying a 2023 versus buying one that's 5, 6, 7 years of age old. There's not really, Richard, enough differences to where you could say, here's one I'm driving now versus one that I was driving 5, 6 years ago. I think that's a problem, Infiniti, that you guys need to fix. You need to do some upgrading to that end of things, if you would, to where it looks a little different than it used to be. And again, the power side of it, Richard, and with everything else that's coming down the pike from all the other manufacturers, they're going to have to do something to not only gain more power, but that particular vehicle, the best you can do in town is 14, 15 miles to the gallon. They are really lackluster in that world, in that department.
And you said that, if correct me if I'm wrong, obviously, is that just the standard V8, if I'm not mistaken?
That is a standard 5.6 V8, yes.
And like you say, great car. We've driven this car in the past, but from what it sounds like, I probably wouldn't know if I had driven it 5 years ago versus now.
No, you wouldn't notice. Like, other than some of the infotainment systems and a few little things that way, no, you really wouldn't know much difference from there till now. Again, the plus side this has, it's about $15,000 cheaper than its competitors.
Well, and I was going to say, and that's the thing, that this is a beautiful car. It's, you know, you and I have driven this car several times. It's one of our more favorite cars.
It is.
In the luxury and just, you know, the interior and stuff. But I guess we would say we just want a little bit of updating, right? And maybe they are, right? Maybe a new one is getting ready to come down the pipeline, and we're not aware of it yet because, again, Dad, you and I aren't made aware of, you know, what everything that's coming, you know, as part of this. And I'm just looking now. Yeah, it's about 12 years old you know, about 12 years old now.
Yep.
Which means they're probably due. But at the same time, Dad, like you say, saving $15,000 in today's market isn't saving anything, and you get a very comparable vehicle. Maybe you don't get all the bells and whistles, but maybe you don't want that, right? Maybe folks want something that they're a little bit more used to, and if you're, you know, if you're more apt to, you know, not the crazy infotainment systems of today, Dad, then maybe this is the car for you.
Agree. Again, for those of you listening, if it's something you're interested in, if you're a larger family, you want that extra room, they've got a great system when it comes to how the seats work and fold down and all of that. And again, I could talk all about that. The best thing to do, though, is just go get in the vehicle. There are some of these around. That's the other plus side, Richard, that this vehicle has, is there are some of these on lots, because I've looked. So you could test drive one of these, and maybe that's, you know, again, the price point and so on is a selling feature for you. Go check this thing out at your local Infiniti dealer. Again, the 2023 Infiniti QX80. We drove the sensory four-wheel drive edition. But when you do that, tell them John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you.